Good morning. Drier and more comfortable air blew into interior New York and New England overnight and scoured out most of the clouds across interior New York and New England. We're still seeing a little bit of moisture in the form of cloud cover in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and southern New England, but these locations will go back to mostly sunny skies gradually through the morning. A northwest breeze is kicking in behind a wave of low pressure that's tracking off the eastern seaboard, and this will continue to drive the humidity out of the region, and as this much more pleasant air flows in, high temperatures will be in the 70s this afternoon. This will lead to clear skies tonight as high pressure takes over, and temperatures will be pleasantly cool with overnight lows mainly in the 50s, but even some upper 40s across the higher terrain. The weekend right now shaping up pretty nice with lots of sunshine and high pressure remaining in control on Saturday. The humidity will remain low and temperatures will top out in the middle 70s. A weak disturbance will pass through the region on Sunday. This will generate a few clouds that will mix with sunshine, and just the ever so slight risk of a passing shower cannot be ruled out, but mainly dry and high staying in the mid 70s. The sunny and comfortable weather will last into the early part of next week on Monday in the mid 70s again, and a mix of sun and clouds pushing into the upper 70s on Tuesday. By Wednesday and Thursday of next week, the next disturbance begins to head in our direction. We'll introduce at least the chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as highs reach up into the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front producing showers and storms will continue to push south and east and settle into the southern mid-Atlantic region in Tennessee Valley, while lingering westbound across Arkansas and Oklahoma back into the central high plains. Conditions in these areas will remain favorable for heavy rainfall amounts, particularly across southeastern Virginia and eastern North Carolina, where a series of upper-level disturbances interacting with plenty of moisture will produce multiple storms, raising flash flooding concerns. North of the front, high pressure will build in across the Great Lakes and upper Midwest, with much cooler air spreading south and east from the Great Plains and Midwest and into the eastern United States through the weekend. Friday and Saturday, daytime temperatures are forecast to be seasonable to even below normal across a large portion of the northern and central Great Plains into the mid-Atlantic. At the same time, showers and storms associated with a trough of low pressure moving west from the Bahamas may produce locally heavy rain over portions of the southern Florida peninsula over the next couple of days. And the combination of low humidity and strong winds will lead to critical fire weather conditions for portions of the lower Colorado Basin, central Great Basin, and the central Rockies. Red flag warnings are in effect for portions of this region. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 40 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with showers and 42 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 55, 87% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.99 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, and Borrego Springs, California, to a low of 31 at Snyder Basin, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower possible near 80, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 70s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 69, the average temperature 77, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.08 inches for the month, which is 1.52 inches above normal, and 28.94 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 3.69 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 94 set in 1947 and 1918, and the record low 44 in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 6:10 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine with lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine with lower humidity today and highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, staying pleasant, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday in the mid-70s. Back to mostly sunny skies and low humidity on Monday in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds into the upper 70s Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds for both Wednesday and Thursday, a chance of showers and some thunderstorms both days with highs in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.